You're listening to SBS News.
So come on over, don't be shy.
Want to come in?
Get your hands in there.
About 100 people made a two-hour hike up a volcano where children installed a memorial plaque to the glacier, now called just Ok Minus, the Icelandic word for glacier. This was Iceland's first glacier to disappear, and residents reminisced about drinking pure water thousands of years old from Ok. The glacier used to stretch 15 square kilometres, and geologists are predicting all of the nation's ice masses will be gone in 200 years. Iceland's Prime Minister Katrin Jakobsdóttir says she will make climate change a priority when Nordic leaders and German Chancellor Angela Merkel meet on Tuesday.
This is the first Icelandic glacier that's formally declared an ex-glacier. But if the predictions of the scientists, if we see them happening, we will see other glaciers disappear in the next decades and centuries, which is obviously a very big thing for our landscape, nature, ecosystem, but also for our energy system, because we produce renewable energies from the glacial rivers. I think it's so important for every leader of the world to be conscious of that.
The plaque, which notes the level of heat trapping carbon dioxide, also bears a message to the future. It reads, "This monument is to acknowledge that we know what is happening and what needs to be done. Only you know if we did it." Students with banners reading "Rest in Peace, Ok Glacier" and "Global Climate Crisis" also gathered for the ceremony, including this student.
"I feel sad, and I feel that this moment will be remembered with future generations, and I will know that my grandchildren will ask me how this day was and why I didn't do enough."
According to satellite images from the NASA Earth Observatory, the glacier appeared as a solid white patch in 1986. But in an image from August the 1st this year, only small dashes of white ice remained. Icelanders call their nation the Land of Fire and Ice for its otherworldly landscape of volcanoes and glaciers immortalised in literature. But the glaciers are melting, and scientists say rising global temperatures are to blame. Geologist Odir Sigurdsson explains.
"They are decreasing very fast, retreating and decreasing in mass very fast, and have been, particularly for the last 20 years, extremely fast deterioration of glaciers. And many of them have left already. Probably close to 100 glaciers have disappeared during the last century. And now there are 250 to 270 left, which will perish in the next decades and couple of centuries."
Dominic Boyer is Professor of Anthropology at Rice University. He hopes the ceremony, although quirky in nature, inspires other countries to think of their natural landmarks in a different way.
"We're hoping that this memorial may serve as a prototype for other communities around the world who are interested in finding ways to come to terms emotionally and intellectually with the loss of glaciers, as with climate change more generally. So for us, we hope to keep working in Iceland, keep working in terms of our research as anthropologists, but also in terms of climate advocacy. And we do hope that this idea, quirky as it is, of creating a memorial to a fallen glacier is something that other people use as inspiration in their communities as well."
Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.